This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon's top policy advisor, Colin Kahl, has warned that Russia is trying to deplete Ukraine's air defenses and achieve dominance over Ukrainian skies. Russia has been pummeling Ukraine with missile strikes throughout the past week, the heaviest wave since Moscow invaded 9 months ago. Speaking to reporters during a trip to the Middle East, Kahl attributed Ukraine's resilience to Ukrainian ingenuity and cleverness, to use his term, but noted also that the United States and other allies and partners have provided what he said was a tremendous amount of support. Speaking at a meeting in Kyiv after an unannounced visit, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said Ukraine needs more supplies of weapons to defend itself against the Russian military.
As you succeed in pushing back Russian forces on the ground, your homes, your hospitals, your power stations are being destroyed by the air. So to help you defend yourselves, we are today providing new air defence support, including 120 anti-aircraft guns, radar, and anti-drone equipment.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posted a video on Saturday depicting him meeting Sunak in Kyiv. He said in a message on Telegram the two leaders had discussed the most important issues for both countries and for global security. Malaysia has tumbled into fresh political turmoil after Saturday's tightly contested general election delivered a hung parliament. There was no clear winner and a surprising surge of support for an Islamist party. Opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim's Reformist Alliance secured the biggest gain with 82 out of 220 parliamentary seats. That's far short of a majority. Trailing close behind was former Prime Minister